Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Vision Psychic Hour. We have several people in the queue, so we got to get started right away. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment, but first we want to let you know how to get in touch with us, the other people that have not called in. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please press 1 if you would like to speak with us. And our listeners and callers may join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our blog profile, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic, where you may also follow us. And that's it, I guess. Anything you want to say, Neil, before we start?
No,
Sidney Poitier died. That's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, what, 94 years old?
94.
But a lot of celebrities in the recent days have passed. Betty White and Peter, what is his name, Bogdanovich?
Yeah.
The director yesterday. Lots of famous people crossing over. Okay, 803.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm pretty good, I guess. Let me tell you what's going on.
Okay, your name again? What's your name?
Pardon me?
Your name again? What?
Oh, Chris.
Chris. Okay, and you give us your birth date, Chris.
12/24/76.
Okay, you just had a birthday. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I just got a car, so I acquired a car.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Broken. It's broken. It's running hot. I want to know, like, is everything going to work out with the car and what's going on with my money, I guess?
Well, acquired a car. So you inherited it? Did you? I mean, you.
Oh, the neighbor gave me his old car.
I'm sorry. It's really having a problem hearing you. It's muffled.
Okay, let me cut the speaker off.
That's probably better.
All right. Okay, can you hear me better now?
That's better.
Okay. Yeah, it's been real hard the past few years without a car. And my neighbor sees me walking, and his car went out, so he bought another car, and he gave me that car. But it's running hot. I fixed the thermostat in it, and it's still running hot. Other than that running hot thing, I like the car. It's a little Honda Accord. It's good on gas. I paid all the insurance and the tax and tags and all that, but it's running hot. And I really need a car, and I need to know, is it going to get fixed, and how's my money looking for 2022?
So number one, have you had it checked out by a mechanic?
Yeah, I had two guys come. One guy came and said it was the thermostat, and then I had another guy come and put the thermostat on, but it's still running hot, and
what
I
about
can't
the
go nowhere.
Did they check the radiator? Mm-hmm. Have you checked the radiator?
I
mean,
I haven't.
Seems like... That's like, I mean, kind of an obvious.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fit. How old is the car and how many miles does it have?
It has 196,000 miles on it. It's a 2002.
I mean, it's a lot of miles, but Honda Accords, I mean, it's a good car.
Yeah,
right, it's pretty good.
It,
I mean, it's got good power. I mean, I like it. You know, it's just running hot and I don't have any money to fix it.
Yeah, and you just drive around town. You don't go on any long journeys, do you?
Right, I have to go to Columbia to do some poetry, but that's like 35 miles each way. I could probably do that. I just need a fix so I can drive my mama to the doctor's appointments and to the grocery store.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's going to be a lot cheaper to fix the car. You're not in a position to buy a new car or a used car, are you?
I'm not.
No.
Okay, so I believe it's the radiator too. So I would have it checked out. It might be $200-$300, maybe.
The radiator is, you can, I mean, I'm not anywhere near being a mechanic or having a lot of mechanical knowledge, but I know you can use stop leak to temporarily patch a bad radiator. But if the radiator is going out or leaking, then your car can run hot. So I'm surprised that they didn't check the radiator. I mean, they're mechanics.
Yeah.
Would be like the first thing to check if your car is running hot. So I would go that route.
So you see that working out? I mean, you see the car working out, getting fixed.
Well, we believe, I mean, in interpreting in our crude way what the problem may be and getting a vibration from that interpretation, it feels pretty good. It feels like that's going to solve it. You might run into a $200-$300 bill, but that's better than buying a whole new car or a used car.
Right.
So it sounds like you can handle that. So I wouldn't hesitate. I'll just take it in, have them diagnose it instead of somebody walking by that you know that may be a kind of a semi-knowledgeable technician. It sounds like somebody just came by your house to look at it that you knew.
I have a question, though, real quick. Anybody, do you have pierced ears? Your mother have pierced ears, pierced earrings?
I don't have pierced ears.
But your mom, does she?
I believe so, yeah. She has pierced ears.
Does she have any, like, diamond earrings or diamond-like earrings? You know, I mean, maybe not actual diamonds, but a stone that looks like a diamond, fake diamond earrings?
Maybe. Possibly.
I mean, you don't know. So I'm just, that's, for some reason, I'm getting that 12/24/76. How old are you now, Chris?
You're 45.
35.
I just turned 45.
Yeah, 45 years old. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. You can find that out for us and call in another show.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think it's going to be okay, but I don't know what your reluctance is to take it into a shop.
Because he doesn't have a lot of money. He's on disability.
Right.
Well, you can get a free diagnosis from a, you know,
licensed mechanic,
somebody who knows.
So I said, I have a radiator shop around the corner I was going to take it to. I can't pay him there. Okay, so I'll go do that then.
Yeah,
but I mean, at least get a diagnosis.
Maybe they can give you a payment plan. Just try that route first. And then get back to us. Let us know how it goes.
Do you think
it should be okay?
Do you have any credit, like a credit card that you can put it on? Because you do have disability money that comes in every month for you, right?
Right. I get a little bit. I get like eight something every month.
Right. But I mean,
that's
a radiator is not super expensive. So it may be something you might be able to put on a credit card. Do you have a credit card? I mean, I'm not saying get into debt.
I don't.
You know, it's
real
possible.
Bad credit.
I don't know. You have bad credit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, well.
Student loans,
repossession. Take it to the shop.
Yeah, take it to the shop.
Take it to the shop.
We think it might be okay.
Get
back to us and let us know how it goes, Chris.
Okay, I will. Thanks for
finding out about the earrings. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, we have a long lineup here today. Goodness.
In there, everybody. We'll try to get to you.
Yeah, we're
going to
get to you. So. Yeah, I mean, we don't need to rush necessarily. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people waiting. So we're going to get to all of you. Everybody gets about 10 minutes apiece because we've got about 50 minutes left in the show. Okay, so we have 604 on the air.
You guys, thank you so, so much. Happy New Year and all that stuff. It's Charlene, and I'm calling from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Hi, Charlene. Charlene, how do you spell it? With an S or a C?
Sorry, say that again?
The spelling of your name. What's your spelling of your name?
S-H-A-R
L-E-N-E. Okay. Yeah, I asked a S or a C, so I wasn't sure.
Yes,
okay.
S like
or And you're calling from BC, British Columbia. Okay, and your birthday?
August 31st, 62.
She's a 30 equals 3. 5. Okay, so, okay. Charlene, what is your question today? Oh, I see the 5.
Two things that I want to ask actually about my son more. So my son is Zachari, Z-A-C-H-A-R-A-I.
Say, I'm sorry, spell again.
Z-A-C-H-A-R-A-I.
Uh-huh.
And
Zachari.
That's correct. June 22nd, 1995.
Okay, so he has the 5. I was getting the 5. 1995, I put... hearing 1995 and I wrote 1955.
Yeah.
He's not born in 1955. You're born in 1965. Zachari. So Z-A-C-H-A-R-A-I.
He's a 34-7.
Yeah, you guys have a nice, actually, energy together. You're a 3 and he's a 7. They're both sacred numbers.
You know, in asking about your son, does your mother have any play in this scenario?
Not really. I mean, she can trigger him, but no, not really. She doesn't live that close.
Well,
she triggers him because when you were saying I have two questions or two people or whatever, I was getting something about a mother. Now, it may be you being the mother of Zachari, but it could also involve your own mother. If you've had issues with your mother, are your parents divorced or anything like that?
No, but my mom was trying to call in while I was talking to you, and I'm trying to get through this.
Oh, that's why
I woke up early because that could be why.
That's
in here, but that's it. Yeah,
that's why. Okay, so that's why.
So let's get to the
question.
Sure. I'm just concerned about Zachari. Without putting too much information on the air, but I don't have the money. We've done a pro, and you guys are so good. Thank you. Just checking in on how he's doing towards.
Oh,
we
talked to you off the air.
That's right. Yeah, and I remember.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to gather the details.
Okay, just checking in on how he's doing. I see him moving forward, but the sobriety thing really concerns me. He's come into money and things. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I remember. Okay, now the details are coming back. So he had an accident or something. It was an accident.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
miracle, life-altering and all that. Yes, sorry, Neil.
At this point, are there any therapists or any drug medications involved?
Only illicit drugs or illegal ones, but no medication,
But he's a marijuana smoker.
There's some marijuana stuff going on.
And others.
There are more chemical-based drugs that there's usage of. It's a little bit more than casual. It's not a massive problem, but because of his brain injury, it's, you know, incredible. Well, it's always concerning, but I'm just praying that he doesn't do further damage to himself and that ideally he stops soon and gets resumed. When we'd spoken, you saw by the time he was 28, that he should be resuming more to himself. So I guess I'm just checking in on how himself, meaning when he was born, the pureness.
Well, the 28 comes in by the 6 and the 22, which adds up to 28. 28 is 7, is 4 times his master number. And we still hold to that theory that he'll be okay by then. So I think he's going to be basically okay. He will have some sort of spiritual connection that changes his life. Something's going to happen in terms of his spiritual attitude. I don't know. Something might impact him, something like that might go on. Is he homebound? Does he live with you?
No, he's recently moved out. I wouldn't surprise me if he moved back in with me. But he's physically very capable. His limitations are minimal. He's somebody who's never had anything happen. He's better off than many of them. Just he's quite extraordinary in a lot of ways. But
yeah. I'm not too. We still hold to premise things are going to get better. I mean, he's born on the 22nd. That's a negative energy. That's
yeah,
where the problem is.
You know,
is.
Also, but he's currently 26 years old. So going backwards in his birthday,
yeah.
he's got
2 years ago.
Yeah, but he's 26 years old.
I know.
He's born 6/22.
So there's
something going on right now. And you know, he moved out. He was living with you previously, right? So I mean, the details are slowly coming back to me. So he did move in the past year. Since we spoke?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, that signifies a change. The fact that the 26 is appearing, there's
change
of the move.
You know, we're still sticking to the report that we gave you previously. It still seems to be in the attitude of moving forward in that regard. You know, unless you have something immediate to tell us that was dramatic coming from him, we'll stick to the premise we've got.
You know, the only other thing, I mean, you guys together, I was getting a 5 when you called. He has a significant 5 in his birthday. But what's interesting is that you two are born in the 8th month and the 6th month, which is a 14-5. And then your second number is also come to a 5. So the communication with him has been an ongoing problem between the two of you.
Not necessarily. I have a problem, you know, trying to not impose with hovering too much because I feel like I can cripple him with being too aware and not letting him fall on his own and just letting him figure out how to get up, right?
Right.
I don't know if that's translating properly.
But. Yeah, that translates. You have to tread carefully in terms of how you deal with him because you don't want to be like the helicopter mom.
So
you have to adjust your communication.
Yes.
In order to accommodate him.
Yes.
And not trigger him. So
this accident was karmic anyway, so there was no way to avoid it. The attitude of him moving forward through it, we'll put out an energy that there's some sort of spiritual connection, whatever that broad statement may be, it doesn't matter, but it'll be some sort of spiritual connection he makes. And he just sort of starts to shift his gears. He is in karma through the age of 34. So we've got a ways to go there, but we're saying at 28, there's some sort of epiphany or something occurs with him. Does he, in fact, currently have a girlfriend, or is he straight or gay? What? He has a girlfriend? Well, the girlfriend is coming in, so she may be of help. Somehow, the ricochet factor regarding him and her, negative or positive, will end up helping him.
Doesn't he have kids, too?
He has one child, and she has three children. So I'm not sure if it'll work just because they're a little older. But his son, he helps ground him. He's good for just helping to keep him more in line of being sober. But he's got a ways to go. What I'd like to see with him more than anything is him shifting the circle of influence he has around him. But he's got to be the one to choose that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a process of, you know, growing up in maturity. And I know there was like a settlement. You were concerned about that and the fact that he may wander it. I can't remember the details. But, you know, hopefully, you know, as he moves forward, it's good that he moved out. You know, I think that's a positive move. Even if he moves back home, at least there's a effort towards being independent, et cetera.
Yeah, that's right. Good memory, because, you're remembering well. I know it's a significant story, but he's doing well.
Yeah.
Aside of the addiction, that just really, it concerns me for obvious reasons. But
yeah, obviously, especially having children around that and so on. But.
Yes, and the mother's abandoned the child, and he has full custody, which is great. It's good, but it's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll put out prayers for him, okay, Charlene? And thanks for giving us that.
Can I just put in for the previous caller? It may be the cap. It may be as something as simple as his rad cap, or it could be a simple hose too, but it's probably a cap. They can do the pressure test easy. Easy.
Yeah.
$5, $6, $10.
You listen now. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Happy New Year to you both, and I really appreciate it. And I will be calling back, of course.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
That makes total sense. Cap with the hose.
Yeah. Well, it's radiated, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Charlene, take care.
All right. Blessings. Bye now.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay. 661. Hi, you're on the air, 661. Are you there?
Oh, hi, it's Leslie, Kristen and Neil.
Hi, Leslie.
Leslie in Palmdale.
Yeah, how's your Happy New Year? How did the surgery go?
On my future son-in-law?
Yeah, on your future son-in-law.
It went pretty good. It went really great. He's still in the hospital, but it sounded like he did very, very well. The doctors are pleased.
Great.
Good.
Great. Yeah, we talked to Carrie on Wednesday. She may have told you it. But we're glad that you at least can check in with us and let us know how things are. What's your birthday again?
12/14/50.
Okay.
And my question is, I have had a lot of surgeries in my life. It looks like there's another one coming up. And I'm wondering if I have a karma. Why is it that I have all of these surgeries that none of them have been at my fault? You know, I've never done anything to create the problem that needs the surgery. And I'm just wondering, this will be number 12 for me if I need to help. And I'm wondering what's going on.
Well, that's interesting because you're born in the 12th month.
Right.
So, and, you know, that, I mean, that's on the quote-unquote karmic side of your birth date. So you're having your 12th surgery. And so you're saying there's nothing you've done to create the problems that you have.
Right.
Well, you know, when we go back to, you're saying karma. Now, if we go back in time, still going, and the theme of going back in time, but prior to karma, around the age of 7 or 8, do you recall any incident in your life that was dramatic or?
I was being molested as a child, yes.
Oh, pretty dramatic.
So at 7 or 8, you were being molested by a child, as a child, by the perpetrator. Who was the perpetrator?
It was my father.
And was this severe molestation? I'm sorry. Was it like heavy duty stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, so
it started before my memory. Yeah.
So by going there and tracing some drama over there, we're getting into the vibrational cord of a karma.
Uh-huh.
And that karma probably was a result of you being a perpetrator in a former lifetime and going through the process of reducing that karma. First, by being a victim, receiving what you put out, and then by going through these 12 surgeries. Now, so it's coming from a karma. But I believe that part of the karma, if we go back into, let's get in the time machine, go back before you were born, somehow the storyline of your karma resulted in you doing a gunshot to somebody's stomach.
This is strange because do you remember the reading with Carrie?
No.
The reading with Carrie, I identified the area where we was having surgery. Remember I said stomach? And then you went on to say he was shot in the stomach in a past life.
Oh, I did? I did.
Yeah.
Remember.
So this is strange because.
Well, then it's fresh news for me because I don't remember,
but you said that to her, that's what his karma, as far as the surgery that he's going through, is coming from.
So there's something to do with the gunshot in the past life. But because it became sexual, you probably, in that past life, you were a man and you were nasty.
Oh, wow. I hate to hear that.
Well, Leslie,
we all have karma, Leslie. That's where we're back on the planet.
I know. Well, I'm glad in a sense that I'm paying back whatever it is that I,
you know. That's right.
Do you see any more for me after number 12?
Probably not. There's a possibility it could go into 14 surgeries, but let's not go there. There could be a stop at 12, 13, 14 possibly, but it might just stop at 12. Who around you is born in March?
It's Carrie, isn't it?
No, Carrie's June.
It's June. Who is born in March?
March. Who's born March around you? Think.
I can't think of anybody born in March.
No, well, she carries a 3, though. That's what it was.
Well, no.
March is the third month.
March. Any anniversaries in March? Anything important in March?
No.
Okay. Nothing. So we're looking at this March. Okay, then the journey is about this coming March. It's not a birth date. It's about this coming up March.
Oh, maybe that might be a 3 or something?
Well, I don't know. Something's going to happen in March, but probably good. Do you have any surgeries coming up, or you've done them now, the 12?
I have done 11 surgeries, and I've had a lot of back problems, and I just got word that I need to go find a spinal specialist quick, that I've got some really bad issues back there. And it sounds like it's something that's going to need a surgery. And I said, oh, here we go again. So that would be number 12.
But so the surgeries have not all been on your back. They've been other surgeries, right?
No.
Everywhere?
Well, when do you have a schedule for the doctor?
I don't. I have to choose the doctor.
So that might be the March date.
Oh, okay.
So let's go with the premise that that's the March date, and let's go with the premise that we can avoid the surgery.
That's where I was going to say too, because with back, it's so, back surgery can be so complicated. Have you seen any alternative specialists at all?
I actually had a test. It's called an EMG, which measures how the nerve is conducting down from the top to the back, through the back. And came back that it is a large sensory polyneuropathy, which causes tingling in my feet.
Right.
And it sounds to me, from what the doctor told me, get a spinal specialist now. You may have a surgery. So I'm kind of taking it at that.
You know, there are alternative, I'm not a big chiropractic person, but upper cervical chiropractic, I would just look into it and see if there's any kind of upper cervical chiropractic doctor and get a second opinion, because surgery is so invasive. And the upper cervical doctors, I've talked about it on the radio before, they only adjust the upper spine. And it's very effective in solving issues affect the entire spine, but they only deal with.
I can check into that. I have a brother-in-law who's a very good chiropractor. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, he's probably a all over the back chiropractor, and you know, your choice. Go to whoever you trust, but look at the upper Palmer method.
Palmer method. Yes. Yeah, that's very good.
Okay, Leslie, well, good luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You guys have a happy new year, and I'll keep you informed what's going on.
That's great.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. We have someone from across. Hi, you're on the air. Caller.
Hi, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary. Mary.
Yeah.
Have we spoken with you before?
Maybe years ago when I had more time in my life.
Okay,
I haven't been able to listen to you guys for a long time.
Okay, I remember, I don't know if you're the Mary that I'm thinking of. What's your birth date? Where are you calling from?
Minnesota, 6865.
Okay.
Are you still cooking with a lot of time, or did you kind of give that up?
Yeah, I'm not a good cook. I'm a good baker, but I'm not a good cook.
No, I'm. You said when I had more time on my hands, so I was making a joke.
Bad joke.
Oh.
So
my thing is I used to have more time because I didn't work full time, and now I'm almost full time doing a job I didn't plan to have, and I think I'm calling to see. I feel like there's a purpose to my job beyond just your normal purpose. I feel like there's a calling. I've became almost instantly a nanny, and I have worked with two little girls, and we have this great connection. And at one point, somebody said I'm there because I'm intuitive to be with the child. But now there's two. I almost feel like the second child is the more intuitive, and I'm wondering if you can give me a little guidance on what you see I'm supposed to be helping them with.
Well, what are the children's birthdays? Do you have those available?
I don't probably off the top of my head. One is July 17th, and she's two, and the other one I want to say is March 23rd.
So she would have been born in 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the other one is 3/23. And you don't
and
how old is she?
Been, and she's not even one, so it would have been in 2021.
2021. Okay. And you're saying the younger one's more intuitive than the older one, that she's not even one.
I feel like she looks into my eyes, and when I say, I see her soul, she just like lights up as if she really knows what I'm saying. So I feel like there's this, I didn't expect to have a connection that way with the second one like I did the first, but I feel like she really knows something's going on.
Well, she just could be responding to your face. When you, I don't really believe that. I mean, a child can be miraculous, or there's a lot of old souls in children, and there's all kinds of things that go on. We're not dismissing that premise, but and we're not trying to subtract from any experience you're personally having with these two kids. There's a reason that you are involved with them. There's some kind of karmic connection. It could be the result of either a past life connection to these babies, or it could be, if there was any in this lifetime, a loss of a child on your part through abortion or miscarriage, anything like that. Anything like that going on?
I mean, long time ago, but yeah, that's interesting.
Long time ago, did you have an abortion or a miscarriage?
Yes, like maybe 30, no, probably 25 years ago.
Yeah, but that's important. So what was it, abortion or miscarriage?
Abortion.
And how many have you had?
Two.
So you see these two abortions are now coming back to children. So the souls of those children may have been may have resolved,
come back into new bodies.
That's interesting. Yeah, because it was a job that I didn't plan for. In a matter of days, I had this job, and everybody's going like, "What? You're a nanny?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm a nanny." And it's a good job, although it takes more time than I wanted to. But it's good because I feel like there was some purpose to it other than, "Oh, you have a job." It feels like a deeper purpose. So maybe that's helpful, because I keep trying to figure out what this is all about.
Our theory is that these two babies their souls were the two abortions. They came back into perhaps a living home, more security, that whatever, but you've come back to reconnect with them. And it's all good karma. There's nothing here to be worried about.
Oh, no, yeah, I wasn't worried. I just more wanted to figure out, like, what that karma was about, but that's really helpful, actually.
But that answers the question.
That's it.
I mean, that
that's
answers
my
the
thought.
Question.
See, you have an interesting energy. You have a 6-8 in your first two numbers. Then your day and your year has an 8-6. You have a 65 in your year, and your first and last numbers are 65.
Oh, her.
So you have all these combinations that are similar.
and that can result, again, numerically speaking, in the result of what we're just trying to describe to you. It's all coded.
Nice. And I was born at 444 as well, so that's another time I have repeating numbers as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So there we go again. And that's a 12. But the and there's a 12 in your higher year. But the baby laughing at you is probably just laughing because the soul recognizes your soul. You could probably say, do you like vanilla ice cream? And the baby would
laugh,
smile.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, because, you know, both kids, when I leave, they just, like, cry when I leave. It's wonderful.
Oh, wow.
They'll cry when I leave. And I keep going, like, this is crazy. Like, you know, you hand the baby back to the mom, and she's, like, reaching back, and the mom's going, like, great. And I don't do that, but maybe that is that connection.
What you do, Mary, with your eyes and in silent dialogue with your eyes, you look at these babies and say, I'm so glad you're back and I love you and you're going to have a great life and we're connected.
That is wonderful.
So you do that and things will go well, I'm sure.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome, Mary.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. We've got three more callers in 22 minutes. So we're going to try to get through quickly. Kate, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm looking for a place, so cut to the quick, and I would like just like a six-month lease or month-to-month lease.
Yeah, I was thinking about you this morning because I knew you were going to call.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're kind of like without furnishings,
right.
You know, makes, you know, points in a direction that suggests maybe you should get another room somewhere for a short term.
Yeah.
Or something furnished.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything furnished
mm-hmm.
in your area. Or so your next stop is going to be somewhat temporary, I'm assuming, because of the short-term nature, like a short lease. And then you can make a more final decision about where you want to live permanently.
Yeah, in a couple of months, when the snow melts, yeah, if I want to get a more permanent place, I can get all my furniture out of storage and et cetera.
And there's no way to talk to your current roommate and extend at all.
I don't want to. It's
you
too.
Don't to.
I don't want to live in tension for two more months, and it's
yeah,
I'm,
that's understandable.
It's for my emotional health. I want to.
Yeah.
Get
okay.
a more peaceful atmosphere.
And so, is there anything that you found so far that would fit either category? A room in someone's home that you could, you know, have limited furnishings, or
yeah,
a furnished
but the,
apartment.
Yeah. Yeah, I found, I'm going to this weekend go look at some places. And even because it's winter and there aren't a lot of tourists, even Airbnb, so people who have a furnished room or a furnished like basement that usually rent on Airbnb, they rent monthly in the wintertime. So then everything would be there. That's another option.
Is it a lot more expensive to do it that way, or is
not
it
really?
Just...
Surprisingly, no. Surprisingly, I can get a month for under $1,000.
Probably because it's low season and people aren't.
Exactly. It's very. It's like cut. It prices are cut in half almost.
And you may be able. I mean, it may be a better situation in Airbnb than having to come go into someone else's home and live and adjust to their habits.
Uh huh.
So you can have your own
yeah,
private
just, I do have, but I do have boxes, you know what I mean? I do have things. I have a truckload of things I moved here with, even if it's not furniture. So it has to be also a space that I can put boxes of things and suitcases.
Well, an Airbnb, though, is going to be likely a larger rental than something like an apartment, I would imagine. You know, like a
not really
apartment.
It could be a full apartment is too expensive. That's not worth it. But the smaller ones are not a lot of space.
But the Airbnb, so are they apartments on Airbnbs or homes?
It was everything. A room in a house, your own house, your own apartment. It's all the options.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, though. At your own house, if it's an affordable rental, then you're going to have room.
It's not.
For
no,
your possessions.
That would not be affordable to rent a house.
So that's not affordable. But you're saying, well, you said it was an option. So it's not an option to get a house. So
yeah,
you're
asking me what Airbnb has, and that's what I was telling
well,
you.
I'm asking what options on Airbnb will fit your budget. So what options on Airbnb will fit your budget?
Well, that's really, I know all that stuff. I've done all the research on that. I'm curious more about what is the karma with this roommate? Like, why would I come here? Why did it happen that everything seemed great when I got here, and now it's changing quicker than I imagined.
What's your birth date again?
9/22/67.
No, not yours, hers.
I have no idea.
Well,
you see, what's happening is when you can have karma with somebody and it can start off good because you're working through the months or years of being with that person in a former lifetime, and then something, it's because you start from scratch again. And then you get to an area where there's an altercation or there's a disagreement or something comes in. And so the karma has a split duality in it. It's not to also mention the fact that this person had another party involved in the situation that she threw into the conversation to sort of prompt you to get out, and it became rather negative. So this is the result of conflict in relationship. You have to go back to this lifetime and start to figure out where your first conflicts occurred. Was it between mother and father, siblings, schoolmates? And then you trace that energy, Kate, in such a way that you start to put the puzzle together. But I think, I'm not sure, I can't recall, were your parents divorced or was there trouble in the family?
They were from the generation that you don't get divorced. It was like living separately. You know, they always stayed together, but they were more like roommates, you know.
See, we're pulling on the root. And so you experienced that somehow in the household as a third party, and that's where the stuff starts. If we go back into the former life, you were divorced in another lifetime. This woman that you're living with, what?
Well, I remember past reading, but go ahead.
Well, this woman that you're living with might have been a man. There might have been a heterosexual relationship. They come back and formulate a different sexuality, but the past life involves something more heterosexual in content and unison. So then that division occurs. There's also going to be attitudes of, you know, who stole my money, accusing people of something that didn't occur. There's going to be this paranoia that somehow slips in somewhere in your lifetime through the fabric of your lifetime. There might have been false accusations presented against you on some occasions, if not with this particular individual.
I remembered now a different show when I had a different viewer, brothers in another lifetime, and she was
I remember something about a family. I mean, the whole process of you moving into her home is connected to a past life where there was a family dynamic, or family energy, a family connection between you and this person. And again, I'm going to go back to when you told us you were moving and making that dramatic change. And we already saw the possibility of her being difficult as a roommate. So that was something that was mentioned when you decided to make that move. Unfortunately, that came to fruition. But anyway, there's nothing you can do now. You just got to move forward.
I mean, you had a past life. There was some division in that past life. It might have been half and half. There was something good, then something turned sour. The other person coming in complicates the situation. But it has to do with your troubled turmoil throughout your lifetime with in any form of relationship, and that's traced back to a former past life. That's where it's coming from, Kate. But you
so
know, you resolve
still see
stuff.
That. Do you still see that this city is good for, you know, a place where I should be? And I'm doubting if I will be here long term, or I'm thinking it's an option to. If I have to move, I could just move again.
What are your choices? I mean, would you move back to San Francisco? Would you move back to your hometown or stay there or move somewhere altogether?
Yeah, anywhere. It's open. Yeah, I could.
I mean, if you're doing a 6 month on a trial basis and you're staying in this area for 6 months and you're not committed to a long-term rental commitment, then feel it out and you can make that decision. I mean, you know, it's a creative decision. It's not like a destiny that you're going to stay there or leave.
Yeah.
You know, feel it out and see if you like it there. If you don't, move. When it's warmer and you can gather your possessions and try somewhere else.
You know, the attitude of you moving, it will be a certain kind of energy current. It could pull you out. I don't think there's any deliberate karma for you to leave, but the currents may have different outlets where you'll be given a choice. That might be. So it's not mandatory that you move out of your area, but the energy field may come in such a way that you're given options, and then you should probably contact us.
Yeah, we'll see what the spring holds.
Yeah, I would say that. We have to move on to other callers, but good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we've got very little time and still several people in the queue. Hi, 270.
My name is Joy.
Okay, no. Joy, hi. Yeah, I think we've talked to you before, Joy, right?
Yes. Yes.
Can you remind us of your
birthday? My birthday is August 24th, 1980.
Maybe. 14, 24. No, she's not a 9. 24.
32, 5.
Is that right?
Yeah.
8, 9, 10, 14, 24. Yeah. Okay. So you're not who I was thinking you are. Where are you located?
Campbellsville, Kentucky.
Kentucky. Okay. And what's your question, Joy?
Okay. There is an arts and crafts fair in my town that I live in. I make candles and I signed on to be a vendor for the first time. I'm kind of wondering how you see that going.
Well, first of all, I'm seeing this thick candle. It's not a little thin candle. It's a thick candle. It sort of drips down. There seems to be glitter on it. It looks kind of purple or light purple. first of all, I'm seeing that. Does that I know it's you said candle. I'm describing a candle. But does that make any sense?
I make my own jars out of concrete, so they are thick.
Because these look like thick candles. You said your name is Joy. Now, in your lifetime, anywhere in your lifetime, did you know anyone named Judy or Judith?
Judy, yes. I know Judy.
And just describe Judy in 20 seconds.
She's a distant relative, older. We're not really close. Just different from me.
Okay, so this fair that you're going to is a karmic energy. It's karmic. Okay.
Tribal.
It's tribal and karmic, and it goes back to the Renaissance.
Okay.
And so what's going to happen is you have a booth or something. So if we look at... Is it a failure? Is it a moderate success or is it a great success? Mm-hmm. You're just going to be in the moderate plus success level to where like $200-$300. There's some, that figure's rolling around. Don't worry, it may not stick. but there's something. Mm-hmm. How much is one candle? I'm seeing like $36, but how much is one candle?
I'm thinking 20, 25.
Okay. So would you have a candle that could, have you ever made a candle that would amount to $36?
I haven't, but I could.
What?
She says she hasn't, but she could.
Okay. Don't worry about it. Do you have like 30 candles? How many candles will you have in your booth?
I've thought about taking 50 or more.
Okay, so you,
sure
could
have
sell, you could sell 30. Is it a 2-day, 3-day event?
1 day.
1 day.
Does it? Is it? So you're. It's an arts and crafts fair. Is it a recurring event though?
No, this would be my first time. It'll be at elementary school.
I understand it's your first time, but I'm saying, is the event like a yearly, annual event that they have, or okay. is it like a brand new?
I'm not really. I think it's new. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Okay. And so do you have a name for your company? Do you just sell?
Yes.
Are you in, what's the name?
I'm calling it Transcending Joy.
That's a.
What's it called?
Transcending Joy.
Transcending Joy?
That's a nice,
oh.
nice title.
Well, you know, if it's $25 and we're saying $200, right there, that's 8 candles.
Mm-hmm.
Right off the bat. And there's an 8 in your month. There's an 8 in your year. Let's go with that first and then not stop there, but let's use that as our baseline figure.
What's your cost for making like a $25 candle?
I haven't figured it out. It's so cheap when I'm working with cement. So I know I'm like charging more, but I would say less than $5.
Yeah, so you know, it's a good idea to figure out what your margins are, what you're investing and what your profit is, so you can get a better idea of what you're, especially if you're starting to branch out and go to fairs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a good deal, you know, and we're going to look at it in a progressive way. We'll look at it in terms of you selling candles and making some profit. How much does it cost to have a booth?
$50.
Okay, so $50 and 50 candles. Interesting. So, well, let's look at it that way. Okay, and what's the date of the event?
February 5th.
So the $25, and she's the it's your car. It's your master number times two, but she's also saying $25 is what she sells the candle for. Interesting too, Joy, you're going to be going through a change. So your karmic number is 32, and you'll be in your second cycle beyond your master number at the age of 42, which you're coming up on this year, right? You're 41 right now?
Mm-hmm.
And that's your inverted day. You're born on the 24th, but you'll be 42 when your second cycle be on your master number. So there should be a change going on. Do you do any other work besides this candle business?
Yes, I work at Amazon, but I so want to leave it.
Okay, so maybe, you know, maybe this will be the time that you can start building your business. And obviously this is something you want to do full time rather than have this Amazon job, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So, you know, that's what we'll put out.
We think it's going to happen. Energy. So let's get back to us. Let us know how many you sell, and so we can calculate what's going on.
I will. Thank you both.
Okay. You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. We've got another caller from I don't know where. Hi. Block number. You're on the air. Are you there, caller? Okay. Last chance. He's wandering around in their house, not listening. Okay. Hi. We've got about 4 minutes here.
Hi, Neil. And Kristen, this is Patricia. I think I just may have to call you guys back. This is heavy stuff. And
Is this about your daughter?
It's about Reginald, the ex who showed up in my house yesterday. And left a message on my car. I mean, I can't get rid of this guy. I don't know if he's lost his mind or what's going on with him. I was hoping you guys could tell me. But I'll just call the show again. You're on again. Are you on? No, will it be Monday?
Wednesday. Wednesday. And so Reginald is which guy, real quick? Because there was a barber and there was a preacher. He was the guy who preached. There was a barber and someone else.
Reginald is the ex from 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
That won't go away. The
2863. All right. Okay. And your birthday again, Patricia? So did we just have it?
2-6-1973.
You're a 28-10-1, but he's got your day.
2-6.
Huh?
She's 2-6.
Yeah, but she's a 28. Yeah, 28-10-1. She's a 28-10-1. He's born the 28th.
You know, you can always call us personally if you want. That's up to you. But if you
I don't know if you. Yeah, I need to see. Can I call you guys like right now and see if I'm able to afford you guys for about 30 minutes?
Why don't you give us a call as soon as the show's over?
Do you know the number?
Yeah. Is that the 5? I was trying to look it up. Is this the
57818 number? 562-5978.
Okay. 7818. Okay. I'm going to give you guys a call, please. Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. All right. Okay, we are out of time. And back on the air Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you then. Okay. Bye. Bye, everybody.